Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here in the studio tonight is Ian
and Mark.
And outside the studio we have
nobody.
Nobody is here. Welcome back to the program, Nobody. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
And so let's see, where are we starting tonight? We got the latest in the Twitter files. Nobody, have you been following? You're back allowed on Twitter now. After your ridiculous bail conditions in the Crypto 6 case that kept you away for some time, you are back there. What is your Twitter handle that you're active with these days?
Let's see. Well, I've got two. Nobody for Governor is the one I'm using most.
And have you been following the Twitter files as they have been being released by Elon Musk?
I have. I haven't read them directly, but I've been following what's being said about them.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of covered them somewhat here on Free Talk Live. Again, not in great detail, because it's really not that interesting once you start to dig into it. But
none of this stuff is. Once you start anything called the files, not interesting.
But the overview has been pretty interesting. So some of the things we've learned so far have included that no one should have been surprised to find some of this stuff out, but that Twitter did indeed suppress, at the behest of the FBI and the federal government, the story about Hunter Biden's laptop in 2020, which turned out to be a true story. Twitter suppressed that. They blocked it from being shared, even on like private messages and things like that, and that was absolutely true. All the rumors about that being suppressed were absolutely true. Turns out Twitter.
Also, the lab leak theory, I think, was the other maybe even more important thing that they tried to silence.
You're talking about the Wuhan theory?
Yeah, the fact that it now appears that not only did the virus leak from a lab, but that the person who financed the creation of the virus was none other than that Dr. Fauci.
Surprise!
That's pretty amazing.
I guess it just goes to show how gullible people are, right? Like they'll literally lick the hand that poisons them.
They also revealed this has all been within the last 3 weeks, by the way, this Twitter files, all these, you know, supposed revelations that, again, a lot of people just kind of knew was true, but now it's confirmed, right?
Yeah, but a lot of people really thoroughly believe so thoroughly what they were being told at the time that they still don't believe it now. Like, you just can't. Like, there's this divide in America, and facts don't make it across.
Well, and Twitter was helping suppress those facts, is what we found out. They also, turns out, it was true what people had said about Twitter was that there were shadow bans in place of various different types. There were bans that, so they had like different categories of types of shadow banning that they could do to you. They could de-amplify you to make sure that your shares weren't seen or whatever.
Yeah.
That
no one didn't get any of the extra boosts.
Yeah, you didn't get any kind of boosts and various different varieties of that. And then there's been some recently about Donald Trump being targeted on Twitter for, again, at the behest of the government and them cooking up reasons why they should be able to ban Trump's account. And I know, Mark, you had a story about Facebook restricting Trump here tonight. But the latest Twitter files just broke this afternoon. Again, it's always Elon Musk who's just kind of putting out the link to one of these other reporters who's sort of been given the tip, basically. Mm-hmm. So Musk has been passing on these files to these reporters. This guy is Matt Taibbi. I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, but
Taibbi.
Yeah, M. Taibbi, T-A-I-B-B-I. He was given a couple of the other ones as well, so he's got number 6. And I'm not going to read through this thing, but I will give you a general overview here. He says that the Twitter files are revealing more every day about how the government collects, analyzes, and flags your social media content. It turns out that Twitter's contact with the FBI was constant and pervasive, as if it were a subsidiary, meaning that Twitter was a subsidiary of the FBI, that they did their bidding. Whatever it was the FBI wanted Twitter to do, without a warrant, Twitter could just, or FBI could just ring them up with an email, and Twitter would hop to it and do
whatever. Makes you wonder why. Like, why this particular government agency?
Well, they're law enforcement. They're authoritative. They're scary.
They're all those things. There's sure. No doubt about it. But at the same time, I mean, there's, you know, you want to love America. There's lots of organizations that you can lick the boot of.
Well, it turns out, Mark, they'll do it for a lot of government agencies. When you get through this, Taibbi has made 40-something posts, which I reviewed before the show here tonight. As you get down toward the end, you see they were doing things for Department of Homeland Security as well. As state agencies. So they had a quote-unquote partner portal through which government agencies could make requests of Twitter to take down people's accounts. And but there's, you know, they're leading with the FBI because, well, the FBI deserves to be dragged through the mud because it's incredibly corrupt. And this is the latest public example of their corruption. Between January of 2020 and November of 2022, there were over 150 emails between the FBI and the former Twitter trust and safety chief, Yoel Roth. And some are mundane, like a San Francisco agent, Elvis Chan, wishing Roth a Happy New Year, along with a reminder to attend, quote, our quarterly call next week, unquote. Others are requests for information into Twitter users related to active investigations, but a surprisingly high number are requests by the FBI for Twitter to take action on so-called election misinformation, even involving joke tweets from low-follower accounts. So the posts go on to show evidence.
As long as they see them, right?
Yeah, the posts go on to show evidence of FBI email requests listing multiple Twitter users and alleging that this has been, these users have supposedly violated Twitter's terms of service. So basically you have the FBI, you know, playing snitch to Twitter about, and again, low involvement, low number of Twitter users. Like, we're not talking about Ye, right? Kanye West, formerly known as Kanye West. We're not talking about big accounts here. Well, he's called Ye now.
My buddy Yeezy. I call him Yeezy.
Okay, well, whatever. Anyway, they go through these things here, and they point out, in many cases, these are kind of like standard election jokes. So they give one example of what was taken down by Twitter in one case, and it's that old joke of, you know, elections are on Tuesdays, right? We all know that. So somebody says, all right, you Republicans, I hope you remember to vote on Wednesday.
Yep.
And so they went after accounts that were doing things like that. Yeah. So again, I don't want to go through all this whole thread, but that does give you some idea of what they were doing. They went after some larger accounts, obviously, like Claire Foster, PhD, which is one of those total, like, satire accounts. It's set up to look like a hard leftist, and it's just pure satire. They targeted her, and they targeted dozens. I mean, it's not really clear how many accounts were targeted, but these were regular communications between the FBI and Twitter, and Twitter would just do whatever it is they wanted.
As long as they leave Clown World today, my Twitter experience is fine.
That one's pretty entertaining.
I love it.
I got to give them that. So there's more, by the way, coming in this. There, who knows how many editions of the Twitter files there are going to be, but Elon Musk today announced that there's much more to come.
That guy knows how to stay in the news, doesn't he?
Yep.
He knows he had a feed red meat out there.
In related news, of course, you may have seen that Twitter has now been banning certain journalists, apparently, who have allegedly been writing things that Elon Musk doesn't like. So that's sort of the latest, the other sort of the attack.
Shoes on
the
other foot
side
now, as it were.
Yeah. Go ahead.
There's something very specific that he didn't want published, which was the real-time movements of his plane and his real-time movements, which he describes as basically coordinates for assassination. And that makes a lot of sense. There's a big difference between saying you can't say this and you can't make it easy for people to assassinate me. I would not be the least bit surprised if he was Epstein at this point. So It's not unreasonable.
It's worth mentioning that all that information, if you have the tail, whatever, the tail number of his plane, and I'm sure you can just Google that and find it, that you can search any plane going anywhere in the world, and that the Twitter account that followed was just sort of a bot that's updated.
We're going to continue here in moments. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones lines are open. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. The latest edition of the Twitter Files, as posted by reporter Matt Taibbi, reveals that, surprise, Twitter was a quote-unquote FBI subsidiary, according to Taibbi, basically doing whatever it is the FBI wanted them to do, take down accounts that the FBI didn't like on simple request from the FBI, not based on a warrant or based on some sort of court order, which, of course, Twitter would do today, right? Like, if they receive a threatening court warrant or order or something, they're going to do whatever it is they're told. But this was just like, you know, any old time the FBI rang them up, they'd do whatever it is, they'd hop to it and get it done.
Yeah, it's one thing to, take it down with a warrant. It's another thing entirely just to chime in and say, oh, sure, no problem.
So you got Ian, Mark, and nobody here in on the show tonight. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. I got another bit of Twitter news. Again, we've talked about how Elon Musk has taken down some journalists. Now, nobody, you say he's only targeting journalists who have been sharing his live location, or as Musk has called it, quote-unquote, assassination coordinates. Now, have you looked into this at all, nobody? How are they getting his live location anyway? Is there somebody just watching him 24 hours a day?
My understanding is that there was a bot account that was posting his location, and that these journalists were retweeting that information.
But do we know how the bot is retrieving Elon Musk's location? I have heard about the airplane thing, and that's easy enough, right? That they get the airplane tracking websites. If you have the ID code for the airplane, you can see everywhere it goes. So that one makes sense. But how do you see where an individual is at all times? What's the method for that?
I only know about that his airplane was being followed. But
okay,
my understanding is that there was some sort of attack on one of his sons a few days ago, which
I heard about
I saw some vague information about, and I would imagine that's what he's responding to. By all accounts, he's pretty fond of his children.
Sure. Almost all of us are.
Yeah, most people, when their children are threatened or they perceive a threat against their kids, are going to act as necessary to keep them safe. By the way, I want to introduce you to Bitcoin.com. If you haven't yet taken the time to learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general, you can click Get Started right there at the top of the page. You'll find lots of valuable information, introductory level kind of stuff. You can watch just the first video if you have time for it. If you got more time, you can dig in deeper there at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. If you're already into cryptocurrency and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got you covered there over at news.bitcoin.com as well. That again is news.bitcoin.com. So the other detail here that has, I guess, been revealed in regards to Elon Musk banning some journalists from the Twitter platform, according to dailystar.co.uk, now the European Union is threatening Twitter, saying that they may fine Twitter or even suspend them in Europe following Musk's recent deletion of these tech journalists. They say that Musk has landed in hot water after allegedly banning a number of journalists from the platform. He removed those journalists and falsely claimed that they had shared his live location. Officials at the EU have now hit back at the bans, explaining that Musk could face consequences for clamping down on so-called press freedom and on the social media platform.
It wasn't press freedom before, but now it is.
Right. And by the way, this is coming from the very same European Union that banned RT entirely from the entirety of the European Union earlier this year.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. And the same people who had no objection to Twitter being used to, obviously it's out of their jurisdiction, but to rig American elections, to cover up true news stories in America. Now, were some of these journalists European? Do they have some reason to be interested now?
That's a good question. I don't know about that, but they have been looking for excuses to threaten Elon Musk ever since he took over Twitter. There was another story about the EU threatening to fine Musk, saying that Musk is going to have to obey them. I forget the exact wording of the threat. I think we mentioned it briefly on the air at the time, but basically it was some head boss man at the EU gang, because these are all just criminal gangs, right? Governments of the world, they're just criminal enterprises. So the EU gang was saying, you will do as we say, Musk, or we'll punish you somehow. I'm not sure if Twitter has any kind of offices in the European Union, but if they do, they should consider closing them immediately. The European Union Commissioner Vera Jourova said the EU's Digital Services Act means websites must respect so-called media freedom. In a tweet, she wrote, quote, news about arbitrary suspension of journalists on Twitter is worrying. EU's Digital Services Act requires respect of media freedom and fundamental rights. This is reinforced under our Media Freedom Act. Elon Musk should be aware of that. There are red lines and sanctions soon.
red lines didn't matter with Syria.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, are there any sanctions against the U.S. government for imprisoning Assange by any chance? Because that's the biggest attack on media freedom in recent memory.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And, of course, it was, then the EU state, the United Kingdom, was going after Assange. Right now, they're no longer part of the EU. But certainly you don't hear the EU rattling, the cage in favor of getting Assange out. They're not making any noise about that, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The EU is currently working on this so-called Digital Services Act, which would allow it to fine tech companies up to 6% of their global turnover, or in extreme cases, ask courts to suspend services when they are, quote, endangering people's life and safety, unquote. Now, our normal Friday night co-host, Chris Wade, is not feeling well. That's why he's not here tonight. But I believe we've covered this Digital Services Act. And again, it hasn't, I don't think, been fully adopted or fully passed by the EU. That's why they say they're working on it here. But it's likely going to pass. And this is one of those things that is going to more highly regulate social media services in the European Union. I think it was above a certain number of employees, like 50 employees or $1 million in revenue. There would be all these ridiculous restrictions that would be placed upon them. But again, if you don't have an office in the EU, then really
how can they do it? Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing they could do, I would think, would be to simply ban you from internet service providers in the country, like China.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be good.
No, it wouldn't be good. If I were Elon Musk and I were running Twitter, I wouldn't jump through their stupid hoops.
Yeah, what if you just
let them ban you?
Just shut down the office.
Yeah, shut the office down if there is one.
Oh, look, you cost all these jobs.
Let them put the ban into place and then just introduce Twitter VPN so people can, connect to, if they don't already have a VPN, they can order one from Twitter. You know, pay the $8 a month for the new Twitter Blue and they give you a VPN service so you can jump into to Twitter through a VPN or something like that. There's more coming up here. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. Coming up, Alabama police arrest two grandmothers, basically, a 61-year-old and an 85-year-old for
shocking.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News. news update. Wall Street is in the red wrapping up the week. Stocks fell because of the recession fears after the Federal Reserve said rate hikes would continue through next year. The major averages came off season lows in late trading, but still posted their first back-to-back weekly loss in September. Two new CDC studies are out, and they show the updated COVID booster shots are effective. So effective, it's helping to keep people out of the hospital. Another U.S. company is planning severe cuts.
Investment firm Goldman Sachs is now the latest U.S. company to plan for a large round of layoffs. Goldman Sachs will lay off up to 4,000 people as the employer is fearing high inflation could plunge the economy into recession.
Isaiah Lee found guilty of misdemeanor count of battery after he attacked David Chappelle on stage earlier this year. He'll spend 9 months in jail. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open. If you want to join the show, you can do that. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up tomorrow night, live after the radio show is over, starting at 10:30 Eastern, you'll be able to join Nobody, as well as our other bearded co-hosts, such as Captain Kickass and Peakless Mountaineer, for Beard Talk Live. And Nobody, I think you guys are on like episode 18 this week or something like that. Have you been keeping track?
I have not been keeping track.
Yeah, I've lost track, I think, at this point. But that's a good sign. And by the way, Beard Talk Live is currently our number one most listened to podcast,
yes,
by the way.
The download's huge, yeah.
People are loving Beard Talk Live. So I think it's really awesome because you guys have been going for less than half a year at this point, and it's already number one, so kudos.
Gotta like it.
Yeah, so check that out. It's 10:30 Eastern. It's video only, at least while it's live. You can watch it over at our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com, so make sure you subscribe to us there. If you want later on, you can listen anytime via podcast, audio, or you can watch it later at Odyssey. But if you follow our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com, the main listener podcast there, which normally has daily digest episodes of the radio show, you get the full 3 hours or however long it ends up being, because it's internet, because they can stop it or start it whenever they want to. But you get the whole show on our podcast of the Beard Talk Live. So be sure you check that out. So we were talking about Twitter and how the EU is now threatening Elon Musk's Twitter with fines and potential bans in the European Union if Musk doesn't do what they say, I guess, which is to say, I presume they're angling to restore the accounts of the journalists that Elon Musk has ostensibly suspended this week for allegedly reporting his live location, which Elon Musk says is a violation of doxing rules. He says, look, if you're going to dox people, you can't do it on Twitter. And so that's why he took these accounts down. The EU is caterwauling about it, saying that they're all in favor of freedom of the press and the media. Freedom of the media, right? That's what they say about this. But yet at the same time, this is the same European Union who has banned RT from being broadcast. You cannot go to the RT website inside the European Union. RT, for those who don't know, is Russia Today. You can go, if you're in a freer part of the world, to RT.com, and you can get their perspective on a variety of different news items. You know that it's going to be the Russian government's news perspective.
Is there any way to know whether or not Elon Musk is correct in accusing these journalists of, doxing his plane, his family, himself?
I don't know. I don't have the list of the journalists, so you would have to, I guess, acquire that list and then go and research what they've written and see if it's true.
Okay.
Although if it was just them tweeting about that, then in that case, maybe you wouldn't know because their accounts are suspended, so you wouldn't be able to easily access their previous tweets to be able to verify it.
Oh, you can't access the tweets of a suspended accounts?
No. Nope.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of. So in related news, though, RT.com reporting that guess who? The European Union is set to freeze the assets of RT's parent company. The next sanctions package against Moscow will likely also ban other Russian TV channels. The European Union's upcoming ninth sanctions package will likely strike at Russian media channels. So the first eight sanctions packages apparently haven't shut down the Russian government or stopped them from pursuing the war in Ukraine. So the ninth one should do it, right?
Probably not.
Oh, of course.
According to the story here, they have accused RT of posing a, quote, threat to the union's public order and security. This is a TV station we're talking about that reports news. Now, we know that it's news with a Russian government's perspective obviously involved at some level. But look, I've watched a fair amount of RT. I've read a lot of their reporting, and to be fair to them, they do a better job, at least compared to a lot of American mainstream press. They do a decent job of covering both sides of an issue at RT, even within Russia, surprisingly.
I wouldn't trust them for Russian issues, but I don't trust American media for American issues either. I try to check around the world for different stories depending on what the scenario is. Al Jazeera is a great source, too. But I wouldn't trust him for news on Qatar.
Sure, yeah. Qatar government, I believe, funds Al Jazeera, right?
Right.
And then there's one in Iran, which I think is called Press TV. And, of course, you've got the BBC, you've got the CBC. I mean, some of these organizations do really good reporting.
Yeah.
But, again, they have their biases. And as long as you
it's
know that.
It's always good to check, more than one.
Sure. And as long as you know what the biases are going into it, then you've done, I think, enough self-awareness, you've checked yourself, and you're aware of what's happening. Anyway, I don't think that the RT reporting poses a threat to the European Union's public order and security. I mean, I've never seen...
Does sound a little hyperbolic.
Yeah. I've never seen a call-out for, having terrorist attacks. There's no headlines at RT demanding people blowing up the Eiffel Tower or something like that. That just doesn't happen. But according to the outlet, lawmakers are looking to freeze all of the EU assets of ANOTV Novosti, which is RT's parent company, which they accuse of, quote, gravely distorting and manipulating facts, unquote. The next package would also place personal sanctions on about 200 individuals and companies and revoke broadcast licenses for three Russian channels, NTV, NTV Mir, Rossiya 1, and Ren TV, who have also been accused of trying to, quote, destabilize EU countries, unquote. The move comes as Russian media channels, including RT and its German language division, RTDE, have come under fire from Western officials and media outlets for disseminating what they call propaganda and Kremlin talking points.
No, there's been some propaganda coming out of the opposing media organizations during this war, too.
You better believe it.
I'm not saying that I am not saying I trust RT on Russian-oriented stories. But at the same time, what you need to understand is if you've picked a team, you're getting fooled.
Yeah, absolutely. The German media, by the way, has propaganda, too. Are they going to ban their own government-funded media? We've had, for instance, sitting in the court this week at the Crypto 6 trial, there's been a mask. Well, everybody's masked. But there's a tall, masked gentleman from German public radio. His name is Thomas. He's been reporting on the Crypto 6 and the kind of the crypto scene here in New Hampshire. He's come to some of our meetups and interviewed various different people, and he actually works out of not Germany but New York City. So he's sort of like their correspondent in the east on the East Coast of the United States.
Yeah.
And so they
sent him. But he's clearly German.
But if you talk to him, he is.
Yeah.
Have you spoken with him?
I told him my poem.
There you go. What's your poem?
Morgen, morgen, nur nicht heute, sagen alle fallen Leute.
What does that mean?
Tomorrow, tomorrow, just not today, is what all the lazy people say. It's taught to me by my uncle. But
had he heard it before?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty commonplace. Germans love it because it's like you're just telling them a German nursery rhyme that no American knows unless they speak German fluently. And I don't speak German at all other than, a few hand-selected phrases.
Yeah, so again, that's German public radio. And if public-funded, quote-unquote, news like NPR or BBC or CBC or whatever isn't government propaganda, then I don't know what is. But they're not pointing at their own propaganda and saying it's propaganda. It's only propaganda when it's coming from Russia.
It's only propaganda when they disagree.
Yeah. RT, Sputnik, and most other major Russian news outlets have been banned from broadcasting in the EU since Moscow launched its special military operation in Ukraine in late February. However, a study conducted by the German editorial network found that many European citizens have been bypassing the bans and continue to read and watch the channels through Telegram, YouTube, and other resources. By the way, YouTube took down RT. I'm surprised they're mentioning them here. Maybe they put them back. I'll have to check that. But last I heard, RT was available pretty much exclusively on Odyssey.
Basically, there was that time frame earlier this year where everything that was Russian was getting banned. It didn't matter whether it was vodka or
whatever. Even though it was vodka that was made in other countries, not
Babushka
Russia.
Nesting dolls. Who knows? Whatever. Yeah. So if it smelled Russian, we're banning it. And that, of course, that's just ridiculous.
I'm
trying to ban the Nutcracker Suite this summer or this Christmas.
Are you serious?
Nope. Or yes.
Oh my God. We got to hear about that one. I was not aware. There's more coming up here in moments. The number 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here. We're talking about the European Union threatening Twitter over so-called media freedom, while at the same time, the European Union is threatening RT, not just threatening, but intending to steal its assets, freeze its parent company's assets, whatever it has left in the European Union, and ban all Russian television channels, because RT is just kind of the main propaganda outside of Russia for Russia, run by the Russian government. But RT has other Russian government-operated TV channels, and so those are preparing to be banned from the European Union. Their parent company, NOTV Novosti, is going to likely have all of its EU-related assets frozen. And of course,
what do they think's going to happen? Like, what do they imagine? I mean, are Germans? Is this we're talking about Germany?
This
here,
is the European Union.
Yeah, but they were specifically banning some Russian, some German stuff. Anyway,
RT has a DE.
Europeans division. Just so dumb that they fall for everything RT says. I mean, is RT the most important news agency in Europe? It just seems like
they are certainly the most dangerous, if you would believe the European Union. They're the ones that are reporting arguably what's, you know, going on that is contrary to what the Western propaganda media has been saying. Whether it's the truth or not, I don't know, but it's definitely a different story.
In the United States, RT is really an also-ran. You know, I mean, not important at all. I don't know what it's like in...
RT America, by the way, was forced to shut down because they could no longer pay their employees. They shut down at the very beginning of this whole Ukraine situation.
And what did that have to do with it? How did they... How was it that they just couldn't pay because they were going out of business? Or?
No. They were in fine shape prior to the sanctions. But the sanctions resulted in money being unable to move into RT America's bank accounts from its parent organization in order to pay the bills. So they literally could not pay their employees.
I see. So Americans with jobs.
Correct. Like Holland Cook.
Yeah.
Friend of the show and the guy that does some of the really useful inflation tips. If you listen to our internet feed, you probably heard those during the commercial breaks. He had a show. And by the way, Holland Cook, he's an interesting character. He's a leftist, by the way, politically. He had a show on RT, and he's pro-Ukraine, right? So he was on RT while being pro-Ukraine. And they didn't kick him off the air. The only reason Holland Cook doesn't have a show is because RT America went out of business.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, if that doesn't show some level of journalistic integrity on the part of RT, I don't know what does. You know, they're paying somebody to do a show who is taking a position contrary
to their mother country.
Correct. So... I have a lot of good things to say about RT. I wish they had like a 5-minute top of the hour news broadcast for radio. I'd put it on the air in a heartbeat. But they don't have it. They should, but they don't. So a little bit more here about this story. So RT Sputnik, which is their audio-only division.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with that.
And most other Russian news outlets have been banned from broadcasting in the EU. And a study conducted by the German editorial network found that many European citizens have been using various different methods to bypass the bans and continue to watch the channels. And I did verify that they are back on YouTube. And, of course, they've been on Odyssey this whole time. So be sure you check them out there. But earlier this month, The Insider reported that the CEMAS poll, C-E-M-A-S poll, found nearly 44% of Germans supported the notion that, quote, Putin was fighting the global elite, which secretly controls the world. Unquote. 44%.
That's pretty high.
The outlet also found a vast network of German language Telegram channels that were sharing pro-Russian content. EU officials are now calling for more decisive measures to censor Russian content within the bloc. Deputy leader of the Union Parliamentary Group, Andrea Lindholz, has suggested creating a special reporting commission to collect and examine examples of so-called Russian disinformation. She explained, quote, now that everything is becoming more expensive...
I'm sure they're going to find Russian disinformation on RT. I'm sure they will. But... at the same time, no one's looking for any other kind of disinformation. Remember when we thought there, you know, briefly for a day or so that the Russians had accidentally shot a missile into Poland, bringing NATO into it, and we were going to nuke them till they glowed? Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
And then turns out it was a Ukrainian missile, and we decided not to nuke anybody?
Well, we didn't decide those things. You're talking about the U.S. government?
I understand. I just
NATO.
Know. I'm just talking about the narrative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was kind of amazing that whole thing that apparently U.S. propaganda was trying to stir up World War III.
Yeah, and it's a good thing nobody jumped to the panic switch and dropped some nuclear weapons as a result of that situation. In that case, cooler heads appeared to prevail, thankfully.
There were a lot of people out there banging the drum. Yeah, now's our chance to blow up Russia.
Right.
We'll just get ourselves. Russia would never use nuclear weapons, so we'll go ahead and it's a full-on conventional war, just like it was in Korea.
So this person, Andrea Lindholz, who's the deputy leader of the Union Parliamentary Group, said that, quote, now that everything is becoming more expensive... there's a risk that people will become more receptive to pro-Russian fake news, she explained. So
they ought to send Trump a little spiff every time they use that term.
The term fake news?
Yeah.
So what you
certainly made it popular.
Happening here is that inflation is happening, right? Because remember, they're printing money in the EU just like they are in the United States.
Sure,
they're printing
even more.
Yeah,
the euro is at parity with the dollar
right
now. That didn't just happen.
Right. Yeah, that is the first time that's ever happened.
I wonder how this works. I'll tell you how it works, people. They print money. That's how money gets devalued.
Yeah, and then, of course, also you've got the increasing power bills that people across the EU are having to pay because of the situation that the European Union created by putting in these sanctions. Again, they're talking about the ninth package of sanctions here that they're looking at passing that's going to do this restrictions. Well, the previous eight have resulted in a tremendous increase in the cost of energy because they can no longer get oil and liquefied natural gas from Russia.
Yeah, I mean, the way you need to look at sanctions, or the way I look at sanctions, is whatever sanctions you impose on another country, you're also imposing on your country. So it's like, you know, saying, oh, well, you've cut yourself and you're bleeding on our shoes, so now we're going to cut ourselves and bleed on your shoes.
That'll show you.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the General Secretary of the European Federation of Journalists, Ricardo Guterres, has blasted the EU for censoring Sputnik and RT without going through state media regulators. In an interview with France 24 last week, he warned that such an approach threatened freedom of the press in Europe. Quote, the rules are very clear in this area. If these television channels violate the broadcasting rules by inciting hatred, for example, then yes, they must be banned. But it is not enough to say that they are propagandists, he pointed out. And again, this is a European guy. Obviously, those of us who believe in free speech think that it shouldn't matter what someone says. They should be free to say it. They obviously don't believe that over in the EU. I don't support hatred, but I don't support censoring it either. And that said, these channels should be allowed to operate, and luckily we do have tools like VPNs that do give people the option to receive this news if they still do want to. But it's sad to see these things happening.
Yeah, I think that retreating to let's use state force to silence this person or that person is the most obvious form of censorship, right? Like, you know, I can see the argument. If the Chinese Communist Party was, you know, out there with their big lying channel in the United States, I could see why people would want to silence them.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I think the best thing to do is just report on it.
You know, how come China doesn't have an English propaganda channel? I've never seen it. If they do,
maybe they just own all of them.
Maybe they what?
Maybe they just own all of them.
All of
the English channels.
The English channels.
maybe those channels are Chinese propaganda.
Mm, it could be. There's more coming up here in moments. That's a story about the EU, again, claiming to be in favor of media freedom while restricting all Russian media within the EU. Clearly, they're hypocrites. Clearly, no one should take these bureaucrats seriously or believe a word that comes out of their mouths. Now, look, I'm not saying you should believe Putin either. But the fact is,
but that's what it sounds like every time you get into this. Like, this is the knee jerk of everybody out there who's sort of pro Ukraine is that we just said something that wasn't absolutely negative about Putin. You must love Putin.
Putin is a monster. There's no doubt about that. But so is Zelensky. You know, these are all monsters that we're talking about here.
So is Joe Biden, for that matter.
Yeah, indeed, Biden is also a monster. He's just a really old one. He forgets where he is sometimes. There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. You can join the show here on Free Talk Live.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.